first call in today will be Hoka Sensei. Let's welcome him to this Bulbacast. Ringing and ringing and ringing. Hello, Hoka Sensei. Welcome to Bulbacast episode number 5.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And what your what might your question be this week?
I was wondering, what position do you think Manaphy will have in the upcoming movie and games?
Interesting question.
Ooh, good question indeed.
He will have no role whatsoever.
It's just a name.
Quite possibly.
Red herring.
We don't even know if it's Manaphy or Manaphy, or probably no emphasis on the last syllable. But
well, consider that Togepi did pretty much stuff all.
Mm.
That's true.
That's Australian for nothing. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it'll just be the cute, unattainable legendary from Diamond Pearl. The same way that Jirachi or Celebi or what's the other one? Mew.
Yeah. Legendary.
I'm sorry?
Legendary?
Well, you know,
it came from an egg, but I think that the anime kind of worries the rules for legendaries not breeding in the in their whole way of doing things, because we have...
Yeah, but just the idea of Team Rocket having a legendary kind of boggles the mind.
Wait, they have Manaphy? Wait, what?
Oh, they have Manaphy.
Oh, Manaphy! I thought we were talking about Manaphy, not Manaphy.
We are talking about Manaphy. I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah, the only legendary they ever had was Celebi for a very short period of time, thanks to Vicious and his dark balls.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So yeah, like what Doug Guzzle said, it will be like a Celebi or Jirachi or something like that. You release it.
I agree with the view, although I'm very curious about this whole egg business, because the anime does ignore the whole breeding thing with the legendaries, as we saw in Johto with the Lugia and baby Lugia. But I believe I saw a screenshot from
Ranger.
Yeah, that had the egg in it, which is this would be the first time that we saw a legendary with any sort of egg or anything. So I'm wondering how that plays in, because I'm thinking it might be more than just the standard Pokemon egg, because it's a legendary Pokemon. They don't have eggs, do they?
Well, wait, do we know it's a legendary Pokemon?
No, we do not.
Has that actually been...
We think...
Okay. I think it's a safe assumption to make, though.
Yeah. You know. Since it does seem to be one of the two big focuses of the movie, and it does seem to fit the whole Mew, Celebi, and Jirachi look. Or this could be a new churn for the legendary Pokemon, an actual hatching one from an egg. Or maybe it's not quite the egg in the sense we think. I don't know what to make of it.
It could just be like the cocoon that Jirachi was in the...
It seems to just be the same size and shape as an egg. And again, this isn't just in the movies. This is also in the game, so... I don't know what to make of it.
I mean, Serebi translated that as an egg, but I haven't seen where his lines come from, so I don't know if it actually
That's
said,
true.
Like, Tamago.
Serebi's information anyway,
I've seen Tamago, I think, somewhere.
The only proof we have as an egg is that it's kind of egg-sized, egg-shaped, and Mei's holding it to her chest like a bunch of other eggs. Actually, I believe in one screenshot you can see it, like, in the same holder thing that the Eevee egg was in.
Okay, fine.
Well, the two pages.
Damn, I'm having a lot of misses today.
That's all right. It's.
We love you anyway.
It's not an easy subject to talk about. Not because it's like dodgy or anything, but because it's very new.
Yes.
Most of what we can say right now is assumptions.
And let me tell you this right now. The correct spelling is M-A-N-A-F-I, not M-A-N-A-P-H-Y, because there is no official name for it. There is no official Nintendo name for it. It's just...
What was that copyright that Zenlin dug up then? He mentioned something about saying that.
That was apparently by something to do... It was something to do with food, what I remember.
Uh-huh. What's the rabbi said? Yeah.
What Zen said there. They've found the patents, trademarks for the names.
Yeah,
and we actually know the names for those other three guys, but we're not releasing the information on that yet. Sorry. But yeah, we know the name, Emu, and yeah, that is legit.
Sarah B, he says that that it's a food guy who's done the trademarking, but it's been known that Nintendo does it under false names before, so that people don't say, "Oh, hey, this is by Nintendo. This must be the new Pokemon name." Mm-hmm. Given that the time that it was done, that this
exact same name last time as well.
Given the practice, their practice of doing this, the fact that we know their practice of doing it, the similarities between the names and the time at which they did it, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't assume that this is the name, because otherwise wouldn't we have been able to dig up another similar trademark for the Romanization? I think there's no reason not to assume that this is the correct Romanization. The Manaphy is the correct Romanization. Unless you're Sarah B, in which case you have to go with the exact...
The P-H-Y isn't correct as a romanization, but correct as a translated name.
Mm-hmm.
Because romanizing the characters directly, you cannot get the P-H-Y.
Because it's the Fu and the tiny I katakana, which makes Fi.
I've seen some people try to romanize it as, like, Fui. F-U-I, and that's...
I think
F-I, because you don't count the U.
I mean, there's debate about the P-H-Y and the F-I, but F-U-I, no way.
I think somebody typoed, and then a bunch of people just picked it up.
Well, I guess it's because that person was... That's the way you're supposed... Well, actually, no, you're not.
It's a classic beginner's mistake, though, as far as Japanese. You know, if you see... it may not register that, oh, that's the small e, and so that, you know, combined with katakana fu makes fi. It may not be apparent right away for someone who's not so familiar with the language.
Exactly.
So that's answered your question, Pokesensei?
Yes.
And thank you for calling.
Do you have any other questions? Do you have any other questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Done it. Do we have another caller?
Let's see here. Do we? Let's get Gremin, shall we?
Gremin.
Yes. 2:23 in the morning. Yes. From the UK. Let's welcome Grem. Connecting. Ringing. Hello.
Hey.
Bobacaste, yokoso.
Hello.
And good morning.
Yeah, it's 2:30 here. That is worth it.
Wow, that is a British accent.
That's a very nice accent.
We're going to have to talk to some of our European members, I think, see if we can organise another Bulbacast at their time that might be a little easier for them to get into.
Yeah, that's the problem with doing things around the world. Everyone's schedule is different because everyone's time is different.
Time zones suck.
Yeah.
I don't have any concept of time being a student.
I know that feeling.
Okay, so what might your question be?
I was just wanted to talk about the Trozai, the game, the change of the name for Europe to Link, and I don't understand why. I mean, what are your views?
What did they change it to again?
To Link. Pokemon Link.
Yeah. Okay. No, I can't really confirm these because I haven't really looked into them yet, but I've heard a few possible reasons for that. One was a suggestion that Trozai meant something, or was close enough to some word in a European language that just didn't sound right. I think it might have been either Spanish or Italian. Can't really confirm that, so don't know there. Another suggestion was that the name had actually already been trademarked by someone for something totally different and that they couldn't use it.
Yeah.
Those are the only two possible reasons I've really heard of that sounded incredible. The first one probably more than the second, since I don't really see what else would take Trozai as a name.
It could just be the general laziness of us British, you know.
But the thing is, we've received it over here in Australia as Trozai, so you receive the same cards as we do in Europe. Even though we get them a couple of months earlier. So you should have received the same thing unless some issue had popped up. There is obviously some sort of trademark issue or a translation issue there.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions?
I'm allowed to talk anime related.
Yeah,
of course.
Go ahead.
That's what it is.
Ash's Battle Tower team, because he uses Heracross in the battle against Spencer. Do you think he's going to swap it for something like Swellow and send that back to Oak?
No. I think that's just a one-shot deal like Charizard in 135.
But Charizard is out training, isn't it? So Heracross is actually, he can get whenever he wants. Different Charizard is away with the girl.
I think we'll see him trading around his team a lot more for the coming battles.
Yeah, We've seen Charizard, we've seen Snorlax, and now we see Heracross.
I'd like to see Kingler or Muk, but I haven't seen them for a while.
If there's a Pokemon that they can be used against, I'm sure we'll see them. I've actually talked to a few game players who said they much preferred seeing this kind of thing with Ash, him actually intelligently using his Pokemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were a bit upset with him using the same team constantly before.
Yeah.
I think they're also using the opportunity in the anime now to basically showcase what other Pokemon Ash has just so people don't forget.
Yeah, because nostalgia is actually pretty big in Pokemon. That's why there's a lot of people who will love it when they call out to the old characters back from back in the Kanto days or anything like that. Or just any they get upset in fact when they don't do the whole nostalgia thing, which we've seen multiple times before. They're in this town, why don't they go visit this person and say hi?
Yeah, I mean it's good to see the old Pokemon again. Some of them have been very missed. Like is Pidgeot. I really miss that, but we're probably never gonna see that again.
Well, he hasn't really technically released many of his Pokemon. Some, I suppose you could say, have been traded away, but for the most part, I would think if he went back, he could go and get that Pokemon back if he wanted.
Yeah.
Maybe Butterfree is gone, but Pidgeot he could get. Primeape he should be able to get.
No, he gave that away.
Well, even in the Japanese version, it was like the guy was taking it to train it for Ash, rather than actually taking it to be his own.
If he gives it to a trainer, then of course he can get it back, but something like Pidgeot, where he left it to go, he left it with like a flock of, like Pidgeotto
Pidgey, did. But he did like tell it he'd be back.
Yeah, but I mean even if
but
he
yeah, certainly
to go,
as long as Swellow is with him, he's not going to get Pidgeot back. I think we're
Swellow
gonna
is hardcore,
that.
Isn't it? Mm. Swellow can take a Thunder and still survive. He's going to keep that.
Pidgeot probably could too, to be honest, but
yeah,
they're too alike. He'll have one or the other, not both.
No.
I mean, he might spend an episode introducing them to each other at one point, but they're not working together.
It's good how the animes have like changed a lot. All of Ash's Pokemon now are evolving, whereas in the Kanto regions, he maybe had one or two. Like it's charming.
Which was another complaint the game players used to have with the anime.
Yeah.
He really does seem to be maturing as a trainer.
That's
true. I think also the anime producers are planning ahead a lot more. In Hoenn, you kind of get the feeling that when they started it, they, only had 6 Pokemon in mind for Ash. And, they gradually fill it with slots. And, in Battle Frontier, they brought back Phanpy for a reason. We didn't know it at first, but it eventually evolved, and then others eventually evolved. So, I mean, I think they're not just giving him anything that comes across. They're actually thinking about it and having him do something with the Pokemon they catch. Mm.
Yeah, one thing that I've been thinking about recently, for the past few opening sequences, we've generally seen Ash in some sort of scene where he looks down, despondent, crying, obviously having lost, haven't we?
Not in this
Up only. Until about the end of Hoenn. We're not seeing that now, we're seeing Hataka. Got a little theory there that Ash is going to totally demolish the Battle Frontier, but Hataka is going to get demolished in the Grand Festival. Mm. She will get stomped in the way Ash has in pretty much every league he's gone to thus far.
Mm. Great prediction there. I could probably vouch for that in the next 15 episodes. And not to mention...
Don't think it'll be Drew that beats her, though.
We've already seen Harley beat her, but
Well, I don't know. I don't think it'll be someone she already knows. I think it'll be someone new.
Like, or it might be that
Richie.
What was that guy with the blonde hair and the melodic? What was his name?
Robert.
Yeah, I'd like to actually see him compete. That instead of just saying, oh, he's amazing, and you'll never see why. Anyway,
this is easier to write that though.
I'd also want to see her get beaten by Brock, but that's my personal opinion.
Well, that's in a couple of weeks, isn't it, Ash?
Yeah. And
yes, it is.
It could go either way.
And I'm not sure if I've mentioned this in a previous Bulbacast or anything, but I just have to really wonder if what might happen with the next season is that Haruka does go, and Brock becomes the new token contest character. Because I don't think they're going to get rid of Brock. But
yeah, they tried that once and it failed, and that's why they've been keeping him around, even though that they shove him in the background, which is actually more disappointing than having him not be there, personally, I must say.
I mean, they will have a token character for the new region, almost certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either going to have another female counterpart to Ash traveling with them, or they get rid of Brock.
What about Max? What about ditching him?
Yes, Max will be. Go.
I think they'll go back to a team of three. I can't see them staying with four.
I don't know. I don't really.
Max,
see...
Max, will you please go now?
I don't see Max separating from May. Any? I don't know. I just don't see that happening. Saying by older sister and. You know, they're obviously very close.
She has that promise to her mum as well. That she'd look after Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only way I could see Max really staying in this as part of the team is if they do a time skip. And I don't like the chances on that.
They won't.
Everyone's always tipped time skip at the end of the season, and it's never happened.
Yeah, I think they're going to go at their same normal, abnormally slow pace. Yes, the normal is abnormal, but anyway. It just doesn't make sense to me that they would do this huge time skip just for the sake of making Max a character when they could do what they love to
him. They wouldn't do it for the sake of making Max a character. They'd keep him as a secondary character and use the new character of the new region as the new... Yeah. Main, but I don't think they'll do that. They'll keep Ash as the main. You'll have either Kasumi or Takeshi traveling with him, plus a token character for the new region who will somehow demonstrate some new ability from the new region.
Maybe perhaps a person who is going to become a Pokemon Ranger. That would be interesting. They somehow integrate it.
I don't know, somehow I feel that one episode in the movie is all the Ranger we're going to see.
Yeah, probably.
Because Ranger is a secondary game, like Colosseum and...
And Snap, and we only got three episodes for Snap. Didn't get a movie for it.
Yeah, they've already done Ranger.
So, I think... I don't think Ranger... I don't know, I'm even questioning if they'll even have a new cast, because, Johto didn't have any of the... We didn't see any of the Johto characters until the Raikou special. So, I mean...
Well, that's true, isn't it?
They could do the same thing with Diamond and Pearl. You know, whatever new characters they come up with, they might get a TV special. But, I mean, there's nothing saying that they have to be in the new main cast. They can just keep the four that we have now.
It's interesting, though, that you mentioned a special. They more likely than not, if they are going to reveal a new cast, they are going to put them into a special, just like they did with Raikou, as you said. But they are not going
to... Okay, the question will be then, are there any new features in the baseline Pokemon games? In Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, we had contests. They needed to have a token character who can do contests. They had that in May. Will they need a new token character for some new aspect in whatever the new region is? If so, then they will replace someone if they're replacing May, they'll get rid of both her and Max.
Yeah, I think May's sticking around is actually quite dependent on whether or not we're going to be seeing contests in Diamond and Pearl, because...
Well, not necessarily there, because if if Brock starts getting interested in contests, he can take over that role.
Well, no. I mean, what if we get to the Diamond and Pearl region and they're the new side thing to the battles isn't, if there's no contests, then what if Mei tagged along, what would she do? I mean, they had it in Kanto, yeah. But in Kanto there's not really any side thing, but if some other side thing takes over where contest was before, then I think
there'd still be contests, I think. They might add saying yeah, there'll be contests.
If there's battles and there's something else, then having the battles, the something else in the contest in the anime would just make things really, really cluttered. So I think that Mei sticking around actually does hinge a lot on whether or not there are contests. Unless they want to change her direction, but I don't think they're going to do that, given
I think Mei sticking around depends not on there just being contests, but them also being a major focus.
Yeah, that too.
If the contests aren't going to be pushed as big as they were throughout Hoenn, then they will thrust it off onto Brock, I think, and replace it. Yeah. I mean, I can't see them replacing Brock.
Yeah, I just can't.
You're a fangirl, so you...
I know I am! But my opinion is valid.
Ow! Ow! Yes, don't yell in my ear.
Sorry.
But if they do replace Brock, I don't know who the hell they could replace it with.
But they'll have Veronica Taylor to do the voice acting, though.
Not in Japan, though. Not in Japan.
No, in Japan.
They'll probably have some sort of secondary voice actor come in, or voice actress, or senior. Yeah.
I would personally love to see Ash, Misty, and Mei, but
I want to see the original trio. I want to see the original trio. Or the original trio plus Mei, even. I wouldn't have any problems with that. But
yeah, then we're going to have a real big conflict on that, though. Because we're going to have an explosion of the forms.
Yeah, so what?
Or perhaps they could simply spin it off. Pokemon is very popular in Japan. Right now, there aren't actually that many TV anime being aimed at kids. You've got Naruto, you've got Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is
gone.
Frankly, it's probably going to get cancelled if it hasn't already.
Yeah,
been.
I've heard very bad things about
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah, GX has not been received very well anywhere.
There's One Piece.
There's One Piece, but that's on weekends. I'm talking for weekday evening anime.
So if they made, so they could
most of it's Nintendo's actually. You got Kirby's weekends, F-Zero's weekdays.
Oh, that's still going on?
I think it is.
Isn't there a Beautiful Joe cartoon as well?
That's weekends.
I think it would be a very good idea, actually, if they split off Mei, made her go do her own thing or something, because, quite frankly, the anime is getting as crowded as it is, and it is still very popular, as you said. Mm.
The contest battle thing is a valid alternate route, and right now, when you have a contest app, what's Ash doing? Oh, he's outside training.
It's getting really crowded.
She kind of seems lost and out of place when she does her stuff.
Especially since they also have a way of when they want to make a lot of room for Mei, they have a way of having her take over the spots that the other secondary characters usually fill, because she's kind of a rank in between the other characters in Ash. She's like she's a step below him, but a step above everyone else. I would totally support her getting her own show, and not just because I would or wouldn't watch it. I'm just saying, I think that it would make a lot more space for everything.
I don't think she's on a higher level than the other supporting characters most of the time. I just think that when they decide, oh, it's time for a contest, they suddenly thrust Ash into a supporting role in which he doesn't really fit. He's like a square peg into a round hole. And then they thrust her up into the spotlight, and
She's like a secondary character with a bigger purpose, and it gives, it's very odd.
Well, her purpose was being the token contest character.
Yeah, but I'm saying
she has the token
female. She has this secondary plot going on. I mean, I'm definitely not one who would agree with Scott, who's like, oh, she's on the same level as Ash,
oh,
but I
boy.
Wouldn't say she's on the same level. I'm not going to talk about that, I'm just going to mention it, and I'm not going to...
More controversy! It's alright!
But I'm not going to agree with Scott and say that she's on the same level as Ash, but I'm not going to agree with you and say that she's down with all the other characters. I think that
most
she's just...
Most of the time.
I think she's like... She's like the most important secondary character, or the least important main character that we've ever seen. She's a second fiddle. That's about it.
See her as having any importance in the regular episodes. It's only when it suddenly becomes a contest episode that she.
Well, they also love to give her most of the character centric episodes, which bothers me a lot because she has a plot and she has all these character centric episodes. What more does she need? The character-centric episodes are usually reserved for the characters who, you know, don't get seen a lot. But anyway. So, yeah, I would totally support her going off and doing her own thing, rather than crowding out the anime even more. And I actually think I probably would watch it because, I don't know.
Let's be honest. We'd all watch it.
Yes.
Nintendo own us dolls.
Yes.
It's so true.
And we would watch anything that they threw at us. We would watch
if they spun Haruka off, they could make that more show aimed at girls than guys.
Yeah, she does. She does seem like she is more character-wise. She's more cut out for a more shoujo series than Pokemon, which is very very much shonen. I think not like it's kind of general. It's general shonen, it's not shoujo, that's it.
I mean, we know that her team would be her, Max, Drew, maybe someone else.
Maybe some older, maybe someone older, maybe an older female or something, who knows.
And then probably would be the Team Rocket of the show.
They'd need the token baddie, yeah. And we've got Jesse and James, but...
Actually, no, don't put Drew in then. Don't put Drew in, don't put Molly... Put in Tracy and Daisy.
There's a lot of things.
Doesn't Daisy have a contest pass?
Who?
Daisy.
Daisy. Yeah, I think she does.
Misty's older sister. She has a contest pass.
There's a lot of things that they could do with this, and of course we're just going by characters that already exist. They could introduce a bunch of new characters.
Oh no, if they're going to spin sign off, they'll keep the existing characters to start.
Yeah, because they've already
established
themselves.
Well, but this is Pokemon, and where they introduce characters on whims all the time.
But not as mains.
Yeah.
As main characters, they've always really stuck.
Where did Harley come from?
Who?
Harley.
Oh,
Harley, something like that.
It is Harley.
He's not
Harley,
a main. Yes. Well, he's a Richie-like rival.
He's about at the same level as Drew is. In fact, we've seen more of him in the Battle Frontier than we've seen of Drew.
Yeah.
He started off as like a secondary character, and then suddenly we started seeing him as much,
well,
if not more, than
Drew. And now he has spawned the opening.
Tracy then. Tracy was a nobody who came in from nowhere for Orange Islands.
Yeah, but that was at the start of a season.
Yeah. So Harley's similar. He's a nobody secondary character who came in and they used him for this season because they couldn't be bothered making a new contest trainer.
I think the difference between Harley and Drew is, though, Harley might be more evil, but Drew hasn't really got that comic value. Harley's really funny.
Well, there you go. Harley's the new Team Rocket.
There you go. That works. We can make an awesome spin-off if we wanted to.
Let's see,
Bulbagarn makes a Pokemon series.
The
world trembles.
So it's, you know, James had the Cacnea, and he'll have the Cacturn. So it's in the same thing in a way.
Very loosely.
You fly around in a giant Ariados balloon or something.
A floatable opportunity.
I just love having all these long speculations and long discussions like this. These round table discussion like things are just really nice. And
we need to do this
you
more.
Don't really, we do need to do this more often, rather than just boring, oh, here was the episode. Wow. What happened? Okay. Yada yada. Yeah.
I'll try and get on Skype more often. Talk to random people. Try and avoid the stalkers, though.
Yes, because we seem to have too many of those people around here. Too many people that are emo.
On that note, can I make a public service announcement?
Sure.
I am not interested in having an online boyfriend. Stop asking me. That is
and
all.
IRC explodes.
Oh no, we've turned you into a Pokemon idol.
No, I have all these boys that are coming out of there like, hey, I love your voice. I love your voice. Can I do online dating? I'm like, please no.
Idols rather, did you see that guy who tried to imitate the Jigglypuff on that?
Yes.
Oh, I saw that.
I did not see that.
I've intentionally not watched the video, but I have seen the pictures, and oh dear.
I wonder what kind of club drugs he took while he was going there.
I want to know how much he was paid to do that, because it had to be on some sort of deal. Surely. I mean, like, we're obsessive fans, but that's taking it beyond Japanese levels of otakudom.
Yeah. That takes guts more than anything else, I'd say.
Doing in front of, 20 million, probably more than that, 50 million people watching.
I have no problem with singing the Jigglypuff song, but I think even I would get stage fright by going and doing it on American Idol.
I think doing it at a convention as a joke, okay, but TV?
Yeah, on TV.
And then you'd have to be drunk beforehand.
Sorry.
Did he
that's
really?
Why he got stalkers.
That's exactly what he sung, is it?
Yep.
It was
that's
that. Oh dear. Oh dear, dear, dear.
So,
what was he trying to do? Showcase the range of his voice?
I don't know.
He was trying to get, sure, you know, his 15 minutes of fame, and, you know.
Yeah, he was trying to get on TV. Well,
he succeeded with the Pokemon fandom, I think. Seriously, I think that shows a lot of fandom, a lot of guts, and a lot of, wow, what is wrong with you? All good
and
things,
I
actually.
I want to know which Pokemon forum he posts on, because I don't see how anyone not on one of the forums could have done that. I think that has to be a member on Bulbagarden, TPM, or Cerebi.
Yeah, because nobody
will find him on
Cerebi.
Or Poker Community, maybe.
Oh man, no.
Well, no, you have to. Well, Bulbagarden has the highest percentage of older members.
Mm-hmm.
And and probably the highest percentage of totally wacko members.
Let's be honest here. That's not true.
We're wacko without being knobs.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm a super moderator on SPP, and I have to deal with so much crap every day. It's not
fun.
Yeah. I'm a mod plus over there, and it's just, you get, you know, every day you get like about 20 reports.
Can you guys ban things yet?
Yeah. I can. I think mod pluses can. I don't think regular mods can, but mod pluses and above can. So I actually
okay, that's interesting,
point.
Because I still remember when I was an admin there and I wasn't allowed to ban.
Really?
What did you do?
Yeah. I had to tell Cerebi, and then he had to ban them.
Yeah, it's different now. Very different.
I think it's because of the changing of the board software. I think upgrades to the software.
No, we could have still done this without the stuff. I mean, even when I was an admin, if I'd wanted to, I could have gone and banned them manually. But, no, Joe was simply opposed to banning anyone. Spammers, griefers, didn't matter. He didn't want anyone banned.
And I wonder why he gets so much scrutiny.
I mean, his practices have got a bit better over the years, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe he's just getting more mature. Maybe he's looked at how other
boards are doing it and go, went, hey, that's a good idea. But
I think he's, I think he is improving somewhat in ways. And a while ago, I was actually talking to him on the IRC chat, and I was actually saying some problems that I had with his website and how I think it looks kind of sloppy. And while he didn't take it very well at first, and I don't blame him, I can be a little bit blunt at times, he actually took it to heart, and he did improve the looks on one of the pages. It's the one on the new Pokemon, the Bonsly and Manene and all those ones.
So, we've kind of strayed from the topic here, haven't we?
Yes, we have. What was the topic?
Well, it doesn't really matter now. I like how these conversations just take their own paths.
Mm. Yeah, we don't really have a one track mind. We go wherever we want.
Kind of straying into perhaps inappropriate territory.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all do realize that Bulbacast is supposed to be a community thing, yeah. A fandom thing, and we don't want to get into site politics and that. Shall we? Do you have any other questions?
Well, I've got like a fact that I can state, and then you can reply.
Okay.
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Last week, you probably saw the article on PPN. When I saw Veronica Taylor at this anime kind of expo in Manchester, and I was talking to her, and we were asking her about future series, and she said that there's only going to be 10 series of Pokemon. And now when she first said that, I was kind of struck back, thinking, okay, you're going to stop. And then she was going on about how Pokemon USA might be dubbing it, but we know that's not true anymore. And she said that Pokemon USA have actually dubbed a pilot episode with different voice actors imitating the characters' voices and the Pokemon's voices, like, as best they can.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
I didn't see this article, and I'm just very scared right now.
Okay, I saw that article, but I didn't see all the quotes, and some of the things that I was told was said seemed to be different from what the article was implying. I think you had more information?
What I read, basically, was that it was confirmed that there was a 10th movie coming up.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. The next one, the one that comes out this summer, will be number 9, and then I think she said it was confirmed that there's a 10th one, but I don't think she said there was only going to be 10. I think she just said, oh, there is a 10th one, you know.
Mm. And here's my
question.
And
we don't know. That's all that's been confirmed.
Here's my question. How can someone working for the 4Kids licensing, a dub voice actor, know about what's going on in Japan? Isn't the knowledge from Japan quite limited?
Well, I mean,
of course.
Well, remember when? Well, I'm sure you guys all remember the little incident with one of the voice actors earlier this was it this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
I won't mention names there, etc., because he didn't want all that done. But basically, from the information he gave us, we do know that the voice actors are really not told all that much at all, even about stuff that's happening with the dub. Now, if there had been Pokemon USA dubbing an episode with other voice actors, it's possible she may have heard about that. But did she actually say that? I don't know. No one's given me an actual transcript of her interview.
You know, if she did say it, I don't think she would actually be at liberty to say all that. I mean, we had...
Yeah, she'll be under a clause.
Other voice actors, actresses, have the non-disclosure agreements, and they wouldn't be able to say, we just finished dubbing the Lucario movie, which is what...
Oh, well, no, they could say it. They could just get really screwed for it. But if she can quote a source, then...
Because apparently she said that, they just finished doing the Lucario movie, and I thought, wait a minute, she shouldn't be allowed to, you know, disclose that information. You know,
unless if they gave her permission to do so.
Mm. Or unless she thought, oh, well, I can just make an offhand comment and it won't reach the internet. That's just being a little naive.
Well, we did ask her what episode she just dubbed, and they actually are dubbing Battle Frontier episodes at the moment. So
were you actually there in person?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, okay, so we do have direct quotes.
When he was at the interview, the guy who wrote the article, I was standing next to him.
Okay.
And we were talking to Veronica, we're on first names, for about 20-25 minutes. She's quite a nice lady.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realise you'd actually been there. That kind of changes it. So she actually said that, like, directly stated...
She directly stated
that Pokemon USA have already dubbed.
And that Pokemon USA have dubbed a pilot episode that she had heard, with different voice actors and different people doing imitating.
Yeah, that's what scares me. They're changing the voice actors.
Well, that doesn't necessarily imply that. There could be there's a very good reason for them doing that dub, and that's so they can sell it to networks. Because all kids will not be handling that stuff themselves anymore. Pokemon have to do it their own.
They could just be working out their options, you know, saying, well, could we do it with our guys, which we could probably pay a lot less money for? And
if they want to do it with their guys, they would, because they would say Pokemon in the US is aimed at children. They will not notice the change in voice actors. I mean, and let's Dragon be honest, Ball's Pokemon USA does not care about the teenage and up demographic.
It's apparent.
In Pokemon
Everybody
fans.
Knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Dragon Ball Z proved that, you know, you can change the voice actors, and, you know, at first everyone will just be shocked and, oh, you know, I want the old ones back. But after a while, people's like, get used to it, and then they'll actually start to prefer the new ones over the old ones. That's what happened with Dragon Ball Z. Maybe they're thinking that's going to happen with Pokemon.
Yeah, so long as they are actually decent voice actors, I don't really have a problem with it. I wouldn't want it to be something like with the Ranma 1/2 dub, where you went from a decent, not that great, but at least you got used to them actor at the beginning, to an utterly unsuitable one at around, what, season 4 or 5? Something like that.
Mm. Well, when talking to her, she was unsure whether she was losing her job or not. All kids were fighting for the right to, like, keep Pokemon cartoon, but Pokemon USA at the same time were doing the same, so she was unsure.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'd like to know how up-to-date her information is there, because some of that contradicts what we know.
Yeah, I mean, it's been said now that it's Pokemon USA have got it, but 4Kids are going to dub it. That's what I've heard.
Now, I actually emailed Veronica Taylor asking for to do an interview just for the website. I did that, and she hasn't responded, so she's either a coward or she's an adult who has a life and, you know, doesn't have time to sit down with...
She's not allowed to, with the other voice actor who said that 4Kids chewed him out for doing those unofficial
words. Yeah, but again, you have to consider that Sci-Fi Channel had an IRC conversation with Veronica Taylor, so it's not the point where she can't do it. I think it's just that she prefers not to do it, or she's under clause not to do it.
But how long ago was that chat?
It has to be arranged.
That was
with
about
the company.
I think it was 2001, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I was in that. They have to be arranged with the country. The company. If the company approves the thing, she can do it. But in most cases, I think you'd have to ask the company, can we interview her, rather than asking her.
Mm.
They will tell her what interviews to give and what interviews to not give.
Veronica's changed a lot since then. I mean, Pokemon obviously has got more popular, but she's got a young family now as well, so...
And the company itself has changed. They have... so many more properties now than they did. They have their own network. They have, you know, possibly not handling the dub anymore. And so, I mean, things have changed since, 2000?
Yeah.
And that's when Downfall series really made its point. 2000, Johto.
Yeah.
That's about around the time where I stopped watching the dubs, and the only reason why I came back was because of the discovered the subs made by Excal, and that's how I'm here. Because it's a rekindled spirit. So a 4-year gap, and I'm trying to really get the storyline, understand what the storyline is. I'm almost halfway done with the entire series, but I still have to go back and watch all the JoJo's.
You're not missing out on very much, missing the JoJo's.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah, it is interesting, like, hearing first-hand accounts of what she said. It's very difficult to judge just how much she could have realistically known and have been allowed to say, and how much she might have just said just so she didn't look like an absolute idiot and have to say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, I don't know. And, like, I have interviewed voice actors at conventions before as an MC, and I do see that kind of reaction from some of them occasionally. Especially those who are playing major characters.
Yeah, and one thing I regret asking her was the dub names for Manane or Manula or something like that. Because if she'd have told me, then that would have been very exclusive information. But
yeah,
I don't think she was going to. I mean, we asked her about the Lucario movie. We discussed how Lucario dies, inverted brackets, in the end. The phrase that she used was, it goes away. It's not allowed to die because it's a cartoon for children. So we had a good discussion on the movie. She was quite surprised how we'd seen it, because it being only out in Japan, so we kind of blagged on her for that.
That's kind of interesting. What they might do is they might change the ending, considering all of this, anti-death situation.
In which case, I think they'll change it exactly like they changed the first movie. You won't actually see a change in animation, really. It'll just be
a
change in the dialogue. Yeah.
He'll go to the next dimension. Using old Dragon Ball Z cop-out.
Yeah.
Shadow Realm, something.
Yeah. So, I guess that... I guess we had a pretty good call here. I know a lot of other people want to get on. I mean, they're literally waiting in the wings. And I should let you go also, because it's 3 o'clock in the morning over there and you need to get some shut-eye. So, I'd like to thank you for calling in.
I hope you'll call Bobcast again some other day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hope to talk to you again.
Yeah.
See you around.
All right, good night.
Got it.
That was a great conversation, I have to admit that.
That was.
And,
okay, well, I guess just to wrap up, I really should do this now, because it'll be my only real opportunity. So, as you may or may not know, I usually like to do a State of the Bulba address at the start of every year. This year I've kind of left that hanging for a little while, partially because I haven't had much time with all the hours I'm at work these days, and partially because I wanted to hold off until around Valentine's Day, first anniversary of the Bulbapedia. I think the last year's really been good to Bulba Garden. We've come a long way. We've had Bulbapedia, obviously, Bulba News, Bulbacast, various other projects finally coming together.
Yay.
Things still aren't perfect, but then again, they never are. But so long as we keep growing like this, I think we can really be proud of ourselves. I mean, last year I said I'd try and do the best I could so that this year I wouldn't have anything I needed to apologize to you about, and do I? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Hell, we've even managed to maintain a truce with Cerebi.
We
even been able to do
that
before?
Impressive.
Yeah, how long has that been going on now? That
several months.
3 months? Four months?
At least. I mean, we've even unbanned each other on each other's forums and are posting without having any fights.
It's a beautiful day for the Pokemon fandom.
I think that really...
In any case, we've still got a lot of projects planned to come. We're taking a lot of advice from some of our affiliates. I'm sure a few of you may have noticed the little... some people were calling a civil war between the mods a couple of weeks back. Lots of heated emotions there, but we managed to stay together pretty well. It's okay. No hard feelings from anyone, really. It's in the name of improving the site. So one or two staff left, but they had been planning to leave anyway, so this was their good excuse to get out now. I mean, at this point, our problem isn't finding things to give to you all. It comes back to really the old issue of coding and staffing. Do we have the people to do this? For the most part, we do, though I feel like we're burdening Zen a bit too much with a lot of these things. And I mean, like, if any of you people listening have great skills at, like, PHP, MySQL, I mean, if you're Linux users, you probably automatically qualify.
Which I am.
But we can really use some help there to lighten the load on Zen and to help everyone get these things put together much, much sooner. Mm. I mean, I can't really tell you what they are now because some sites might want to steal the ideas, and we've had that happen a few too many times. But hopefully this year will be as exciting as last year. I don't think we'll be doing so much innovative stuff this year, simply because there's not really much more areas we can innovate in besides further integrating everything, and that's been pretty much declared an impossible task, even if we did get all the coders we needed. I mean, trying to make it so you have one login for the forums, Bobopedia, mm-hmm. Boba News, the Oikaki, the gallery, and anything else we care to add is very difficult. Yeah. We might do it, but
not likely. There's too difficult, too much opposition.
Don't count your torch eggs before they're hatched. We will be opening more things. If I can integrate them with the forums, log in, I'll do it. If I can't, sorry, but that's just how it works.
That's the way
At least this way, when you have your own login and you can do these things yourself, you don't have to have, like, staff come and manually approve everything, which is just a pain in the ass.
That's the way the lava cookie crumbles.
All right. I think it's about time.
It fills me with pride.
Okay, I think it's about time that we wrap this up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Very
sounds good to me.
We would like to thank you for tuning in once again to Bulbacast. We had so much fun, and I'm telling you that we put 100% of our effort into each and every single Bulbacast that we do. And please do not think that we slack off or anything about giving you any of the details that might need to be pointed out. And I've really enjoyed doing these last five episodes just because we really hadn't had this much integration in the fandom. I mean, we had forums. I mean, we had forums and we had IRC, but this is the place where you can really show your emotions about it. And we had a few very good calls, especially in this episode and the last couple, that really need to be stressed. And if we could somehow get more people to listen, or we can get somehow get more people to download and listen to it, recommend it to other people, I think we could really make a big impact on the community. I think we are already.
Yeah, I mean, just quickly, how big are the download stats now? Because I just want to let the listeners know, I think we're at least 700 downloads an episode now.
Yeah, at least that.
And does that include the iPod downloads?
We're also in the iTunes store.
Yeah.
Yes, we're
I've had
on iTunes.
I've had several fanboys approach me saying that they found the Bulbacast by downloading it off of iTunes. So I think we're pretty big there too.
Yes.
By the way, hi fanboys.
Good comments there were 4 or 5 stars on their rating so far.
Really?
I think the last time I looked at it, there was 300 some odd downloads from iTunes.
What? So we've got about 1,000 people listening to us, if the numbers are truthful.
Yes. Yeah, well, perhaps we should take the opportunity here to say, visit bulbagarden.net.
Yes, and pokemonster.net. I want to do that.
And pokemonpalace.net.
And
my website.
Well, I kind of have a small site you can visit.
Dogass's visit, please. You need to bulbagarden.net.
I really need to give you...
/tilde Dogass.
Tilde Dogass.
Yeah, you have to do that tilde thing.
And I've kind of got a small site that's in the works, but if you don't have to visit that, you can just talk to me, because that's still a work in progress.
Okay.
Everyone's promoting their sites. I don't want you left out.
Okay. And this will.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you all for listening.
Please visit us on the IRC channel.
We're on the Data Tunes Network, irc.datatunes.net. The main channel is Pound Bulbagarden. The Bulbacast channel is Pound Bulbacast. It's only open during recording hours, as many of you know. And please visit Pound Pocket Monsters, because we are your premier source of Pokemon on the net. And I would like to thank everybody who participated in this cast. I would like to thank Archaic. I would like to thank Pi, Dogasu, PPN, Steve, Graham especially. Very great points on him. I'd like to thank him again. And PokeSensei.
Come back soon, Graham.
And PokeSensei for his opinions on Manaphy. And
don't forget, everyone, to listen to the upcoming Bulba newscasts.
Yes, we're going to have that in.
Yeah.
We're going to have that very shortly. We're going to give you more details on that on the forums, of course. And I am TSS Killer, and we like to say goodbye, everyone.